Welcome to Romancing the Table with modern-day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Cynthia's key ingredients will nurture and delight the palate, heart, body, mind, and soul. Now, here's your host, Cynthia Dodona.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, a top-selling guide to nurturing your body, mind, and soul, and Romancing the Table food blog, which you can check out on my website, www.moderndaygoddess.com. Today's show is on romantic date night, something I am very passionate about, and so is my guest, Mary McHugh, who's a national author of 15 books, who has been joyfully married for 53 years and has been having weekly romantic date nights with her husband since they met. We'll talk to Mary a little bit later on the show. But first, I'd like to let you know a little bit about myself. I'm a first-time newlywed at 45. Yes, true love can happen at any age, and I, like Julia Child, became a better cook once I got married, and it's because I enjoy sharing food with those I love. But most of all, it's truly wonderful cooking for my husband, Jim, because he's a very appreciative taste tester. I'm an American Greek Italian, and Jim is an American Greek, and we love eating Mediterranean cuisine, which is one of the healthiest in the world. We live in Santa Barbara, California, which reminds us of the Mediterranean with its wonderful climate and abundance of healthy cuisine. And I do believe that food shared with love satisfies the palate, brings connection to each other, and delivers joy to the heart. And my husband and I enjoy all the wonderful times we shared around the table with each other, our family and friends. And this show is dedicated to helping you celebrate that as well. Now, my parents did divorce when I was about 13, but my mother made sure we all sat around the table as much as possible and shared a meal. And so whether you're dating or you're newlywed or you've been married for many years, I believe having weekly date nights contributes a great deal to a good relationship. And I also think sitting down and focusing on making a meal and mealtime a nurturing event, whether you're eating solo or with a group, is a wonderful way to contribute to your well-being. Now, let me introduce Mary McHugh. She's a former editor of 3 national women's magazines, author of 15 books ranging from Eat This, 365 Reasons to Stop Dieting, to Special Siblings, which is a book about growing up with someone with a disability. She is often booked for a wonderful one-woman show. She's a humorist as well. And I've seen her one-woman show, which is called How Not to Become a Little Old Lady, based on her best-selling book of the same name. In her one-woman show, she tap dances, which is truly a celebration of life. And she doesn't look it, but she's 78, and she's been happily married for 53 years. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Cynthia. This is such a wonderful idea for a show because good food and love go together like a wink and a smile.
Absolutely. It's one of the greatest love affairs of all time, romance and food. And Mary, you know, I've gotten to know you over these past few years, and I can really see how you refuel your joy for life, that it comes from tap dancing and laughing and humor and your romantic dates with your honey. And, of course, eating good food. And tell me how you think your romantic dates have really contributed to having a good marriage.
Well, there's something about going someplace else beside your own house. It's nice to have nice candlelight dinners, too, at home, which we do. But just getting out of the house, and it's like having a date. It's like having a date when you first meet, and you're first going out with somebody, and you sit across from them, and you... somehow all the things, the petty things that you talk about when you're at home, you know, I don't know, things that aren't all that much fun to talk about, you don't really talk about those when you're out, because you're out there and you're sort of dressed up and you're in a nice place and there are other people all around you, and it's just fun to sit there and sort of renew the connection that you had with somebody that you married, somebody that you're in love with. You notice all the things again about them that you loved in the first place. And I think it's nice just to do that at least once a week, which is what we do.
I absolutely agree. And there's something about getting dressed up, and there's also something about having someone do the dishes and chop and do all those things and have to go shopping. And then you're sitting there with your sweetheart looking across the table and just having all those good feelings. And also, when you go out, I find it's also really great to be mindful of your conversation, you know, to make sure it is appreciative. And like you said, leave those petty things home. Let's talk about inspiring things or why we think each other are great, and drool over the food and have fun and celebrate life.
That's right. That's so true. And there's so, I think that there's so many different parts to really loving somebody, and they include all the senses, I think. And that's why eating is so important. I mean, but it's not just eating. It's like listening to music that you both love, and it's like going to, well, to movies or to just some event that takes you out of yourself and is different from your everyday life. I think you have to bring all the senses in when you're in love with somebody.
I absolutely agree on that. And plus, it makes you feel good. If, you know, the popular, the secret, the law of attraction, when you're in that good vibing place of, oh, life is good and you're celebrating and there's joy and love, then everything else seems to work, doesn't it? If you've had a great romantic date, the next day, doesn't it seem like a better day?
Yes.
Like there's a smile on your face and you got to celebrate something, even though you have to go do the laundry or answer emails. Life is good.
Yeah, it really does. It carries over, and it's just nice. So we have fun because we both like foreign movies a lot.
Yes.
So when we go into New York, we go to see something like, oh, what did we just see? My Best Friend, which is a French movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a wonderful Indian movie called The Namesake, which I loved. There's one called Lives of Others, which is a German movie.
Oh, yes, I did see Namesake. Now, do you match the food to the movie?
Well,
it's like you're saying Indian, you go to Indian food, or, you know. Well, I know you have some favorite places that you love to go. Now, you go into the city, you live in New Jersey, and you go in usually on Fridays. Tell us about what kind of dates you often have, or how do you decide? Do you look at the paper together, or?
Yeah, we look at the New York Times has all the reviews of the latest movies. So we look in there, and we see if we can find something we really like. And so we go in, and the thing is that in New York, the foreign movies are in, like, unusual parts of the city.
Way downtown or...
Yeah. You can't always find the same kind of food that goes with the movie.
Yes, I was just joking around.
But there
That's
are...
good for a home cook. You could do that.
Right. But there are just... There are. Do you want to know some of the restaurants?
Yes, I'd love to hear some of the restaurants.
Well, when we're going downtown to one of the downtown theaters, there is this wonderful restaurant called Balthazar, and it's on Spring Street, and it's like a Paris brasserie.
Oh, wonderful.
The clock in there is like, it came out of an old Paris railroad station, you know. So it's big, high ceilings, wonderful food, lots of really good seafood. They bring you, if you want, and you probably should have like 10 other people with you, but they bring this huge layered stand that has like 5 different layers, and on each one it has a different kind of seafood.
Oh, how delicious.
Lobster and clams and oysters and shrimp, and you just eat your way from the top all the way to the bottom.
I'm getting hungry already.
It's so good. And if it's just the two of you, they have the greatest mussels in the world with the best French fries you've ever had. You know, in those little paper cones. Like,
oh, yes.
Restaurants and bistros and everything. It's just so good. So we go there if we're going downtown. There's also one of our favorite places is called Gotham Bar and Grill, which is on 13th Street in New York. And that's also a beautiful place, wonderful atmosphere. Big, long room with lots of light coming in, and you're just far enough away from the other tables so that you can have private, romantic conversations. And they have things like, they'll have a lobster risotto or soft-shell crabs, or they'll have duck breast with fava beans and roasted plums. They have a grilled vegetable sandwich if you're a vegetarian. But anyway, it's delicious food. They treat you as if... they wish you would come every day, and you're just the most special person that ever walked into their restaurant, you know. It's a great place. And the place that we go, when we go, there's a theater up near Lincoln Center, across from Lincoln Center, and they have a lot of really good films there. And this place called Cafe Fiorello.
Oh, yes.
It has an antipasti bar. And it has every kind of antipasti you can imagine. They have one that's all seafood. They have one that's all mozzarella, if you want that. There's a vegetable antipasto. They have all kinds of pasta, like open-faced lasagna with meat ragu, mozzarella, parmesan,
Oh, my gosh, I'm already there.
And you would love this. And then they have linguine with shrimp, baby clams, and mussels and stuff like that. And then all kinds of pizzas and just everything in there. So we go there sometimes. And you sit in a booth, and each booth is named for a famous, like, opera star or movie star or something like that. So you feel really in the mood being there.
How fantastic. Well, that sounds mouth-watering, and I was having your romantic date right there. I was right there with you. Especially that antipasto bar sounds pretty amazing.
It's
so
wonderful. It's huge, and you could just go stand there, and you just think, oh, I'm just going to stand here all day and eat. And the final one I want to tell you about was where we go if for an anniversary or a birthday or something special, because it's really expensive, but we love it. It's called Boulez.
Mm.
And he puts together food that has all these delicate flavors so that when you're eating, there's like 10 different layers of flavor that happen to you while you're eating one bite. You know what I mean? He'll have something like lobster with mango, or he'll have salmon with green papaya. And he has something called, an appetizer called Return from Chiang Mai, which is a mixture of lobster, artichokes, mango.
Wow.
There's also serrano ham in tasteful layers under a tangy orange dressing with Thai curry. I mean, the whole thing, when you go there, you just sit there and eat. And it's the kind of place where they, I guess since they're charging you so much money, they bring you little free amuse-gueule, you know, little tiny things to taste in between all your other courses. They'll bring you just a little tiny wisp of something, a little soup or a little something that just tastes divine. And at the end, you order dessert, but then they also bring you like a creme brulee. They bring you a little plate of cookies and candies, all of which we eat. And then
Oh, it just sounds amazing, Mary. It sounds like truly you're having taste bud orgasm and romantic dates. And so really wonderful, really, really amazing. So we're going to go to a break,
mm-hmm.
and I just want the audience to know we're speaking with Mary McHugh, the national author of 15 books, a humorous and inspiration for all of us for the joy she brings into her life, and she's sharing her romantic dates with us here. And you can check her book out at www.marymchugh.com, and you can hire her to talk to your group, too, about all these great things she explores in life. And I'm Cynthia Dodona, your Romancing the Table host and author of Diary of Modern Day Goddess and Romancing the Table blog that has recipes and tips. And you can check that out at my website, www.moderndaygoddess.com.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Oba!
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rack and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Ever wonder what are the favorite travel destinations of the Hollywood jet set? Where do celebrities like to go when they aren't walking the red carpet? Tune in to Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with President of Traveras, David Manning, and Lisa O'Hurley, golf aficionado and wife of actor John O'Hurley. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa talk with well-known actors, sports celebrities, and entertainment insiders to find out about their favorite travel destinations and what they recommend. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa also offer up feature vacations each week and last-minute deals for your next getaway. Find out what's new and exciting in the travel industry, as well as how to raise money for your nonprofit organizations while enjoying a wonderful vacation. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with David Manning and Lisa O'Hurley broadcasts each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, your inside look into celebrities and travel.
Conversation at a click of a mouse. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dodona. You're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, a top-selling guide to nurturing your body, mind, and soul, and Romancing the Table food blog, which you can check out at my website, moderndaygoddess.com. And today's show is on romantic date night, something I'm very passionate about as a first-time newlywed at 45, and so is my guest, Mary McHugh, who we're talking to, who's a national author of 15 books, and who's been joyfully married for 53 years, and she's been sharing her weekly romantic date nights that are making me very hungry and excited to go to New York and partake in all these wonderful things with her husband since they met. Now, Mary, you've been married 53 years. That is phenomenal. When I checked in with a therapist or two for some premarital advice on how to keep romance and love alive before I got married. And actually, one therapist said, you have to sit down on Sunday night and plan your schedule out so you know when you might actually see each other during the week. And then another therapist who has some wonderful, William F. Harley, Jr., he's a therapist and he has a book and a course called Marriage Builders. Hope to have him on later in some of my shows. But he said you need 15 hours of quality time per week. And so, of course, when we heard that, and like when most people hear that, they say, oh, goodness, how are we going to fit that in? Well, I adapted it to if you count your meals, I mean, you eat, you know, every day. And if you eat together, that's quality time right there. But if you have your weekly date night, and what my husband and I do is on Sunday, we sit down with the calendar, and we plan our weekly date night, which is usually on Saturday, and then on Wednesdays, we have an us night where we might watch our favorite TV show or go for a walk, because we live in California, so that's possible all year round. And it really works out well. And what I did is I put together a little acronym, because people have often asked me about dates and how do you do it. You take the word date, and what you do, D stands for dinner, so you either make dinner at home or you make a reservation. A is the atmosphere. So, you know, if you're home, you can add candles and soothing music and flowers or some color on the table. Or if you're going to a restaurant and you'd like to have a nice conversation, it might be good to pop in there during the week if it's a new place to see if you can actually talk, how the noise level is. And T, what we do is we actually take turns doing this. So we basically get our local paper on Thursday, and that person comes up with a few suggestions and then runs it past the other person. We have a discussion. Mm. But we know someone is, you know, kind of taking care of everything. And then E is for enthusiasm. That's like how you are on your day, you know, if you're giving each other some appreciations, which are really good. Honey, I really appreciated that you were so supportive of me this week with my radio show. You know, that's just great. And then he appreciates me. Enthusiasm in which the date is done. It's not just another thing to do, but it's, you know, it's this great time together. It really just helps to plan. So that's been really helpful for us. And I liked hearing how you said you and your husband look in the paper and you find a movie and then you go there. And what other things, you said you kind of recreated your first date as well.
Well, we we, our first date, we met in Grand Central Station, and we went and had a drink, and my husband decided that he'd wait to see how much he liked me before he invited me to dinner, actually. So he, fortunately he did. So we went to dinner, we went to an Italian restaurant, and and talked and talked and talked, and we realized that we really liked each other a lot.
Aww.
So, we tried, I guess, after we were married. We married it 5 months later, and we tried to go back to that restaurant, but it had closed by then. So we just found some other Italian restaurants and French restaurants, and in those days, there were a lot of cheap restaurants in New York, so we used to go out quite often, and it was fun. But do you want to know the story of how we really got close together because of food after he retired?
Yes, I'd love to hear that, because I know that story was also highlighted in First for Women magazine.
That's right.
And well, you said you were really looking forward to him retiring, but then when he did, you weren't really spending that much quality time together,
no,
right?
It was funny, because it happens without you realizing it. Because we were there, and we'd always thought, well, you know, once he retires, we'll have lots of time together and everything. But I was busy. I was speaking and writing and doing all sorts of things, and he was busy with his own life, too. So lots of times we just saw each other at dinner or just said hello, goodbye, as we were passing each other going out in the car going somewhere. So one day then he went to for his annual checkup, physical checkup, and he said to the doctor, you know, I've put on a few pounds. It wasn't much. It was like 10 pounds, you know. And he said, I'd like to lose it. So the doctor said, well, I just went on South Beach, and it really works. It gets rid of belly fat, and it really, you know, you can lose it because it's no carbs. And so why don't you try it? So he went out. My husband went out and got the book and brought it home. And naturally, I was the one who did all the cooking and was saying, there's a lot of cooking.
It yes, there
work.
Is.
It works. It's a really good diet because it's very healthy, but it's a whole lot of work. And so every meal, I was making all these things like omelets and frittatas and Greek salads and Niçoise salads and strawberries with chocolate on them and just all kinds of things. And so I would make all these meals, and then we would sit down and eat them together, three meals a day, which we hadn't done in a long time. And we started talking about everything, about what was in the paper that morning, about what was going on, what we wanted to do. There were things near us that we wanted to go and see that we hadn't seen before. We wanted to take some weekends off together, which we hadn't done before. We wanted to take a trip up the Hudson in a boat ride. We just, because we were together eating all this time, and losing weight, that was a good thing, and talking about all these things we wanted to do, it brought us so much closer, and it was so much fun. So my husband said, you know, let's keep on doing this, even after we've lost all the weight, let's keep on eating together every meal. And we have. I no longer make all that elaborate food all the time, but I do make something, and he cooks too. And so, but that's how eating really, really got us together. I thought it was amazing.
Oh, that's such an inspiring story, and that's what this show's about, how food can be a connection, a connector. And I hope that this influences many people who hear this, because even, you know, whether it's families or couples, I mean, people aren't eating together as much as they did way back when, because who has, you know, soccer practice or who has this, but truly having a meal together with your loved ones is just, like, so healing.
Yeah.
It's just such a great, great memories.
And, yeah, I think so. I think it's very nice. I'm glad we did it.
Absolutely. And I actually, one of my, my sweetheart and I were married in Santorini, Greece, in a Greek island wedding, which was truly, truly magical. And just amazing. Just the two of us, we rode on donkeys through the village of Ia Santorini, which is one of the most romantic Greek islands, romantic places in the world.
Can't people see that on your website?
Yes, they can. Thanks,
because
Mary.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. To watch.
Go ahead. If they click on the media lounge on moderndaygoddess.com, they can go and watch the Greek island wedding, which my sweetheart and I, Jim, are turning into also a documentary about finding true love and then, having weddings on both coasts, because we came back and had a big fat Italian Greek wedding reception that pleased our mothers. But we had the romance together, and we stayed in this amazing hotel, the Catechese Hotel, which is just like the creme de la creme of hotels. And they had a really romantic restaurant that overlooked the gorgeous caldera on the Mediterranean Sea, to the point of when the first night we had dinner there, the sun was going down and the moon came up, and my husband and I had tears in our eyes from the beauty of, getting together and probably, finally arrived in Greece with all the planning. But one thing is, because they didn't have a restaurant, they brought you breakfast and served it outside on your balcony. Oh. Which everybody has a balcony, pretty much. And the breakfasts were just amazing. I mean, lush, thick Greek yogurt. I mean, incredible fruit that, their produce is so delicious. It's really beyond anything I've ever had. And then we would have a feta and tomato omelet. And they'd bring you the International Herald Tribune, and you'd have tea. And, when our 1 year anniversary came around this year, I recreated the breakfast for my sweetheart. I surprised him. I got up and I made a tomato feta delicious omelet, and I bought some Greek yogurt, which is Fahy, one of my favorites, and put fruit in there, and then I put a picture of us on the tray, and I brought it in, and I also had this music playing that the hotel had given us from our some music we really liked. Aww. And it was such a It was so beautiful. I served my sweetheart breakfast in bed, and he was just so moved. I mean, we were so touched. We felt like we were right back there, and it just shows you the memories that food can have. It takes you right back to,
A wonderful thing to do.
I know. It was beautiful, and that's going to be up on my blog. You can have the recipe for the tomato feta omelet the way I made it. So
I must say, I'm getting hungrier and hungrier.
Absolutely.
A big plate of something.
Well, on my blog, which you can access through the website, there's wonderful recipes, and you can recreate things. Or I encourage everyone to think back to meals they've had and recreate it. And I see we're going to be going to a break, so I just want to say that I'm enjoying speaking with you, Mary McHugh, and celebrating life, love, and food here. I'm Cynthia Dedona for Romancing the Table, and we'll be right back after this break.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dedona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Oba!
Each week, Lisa brings you a new inside story featuring new and established talents, songwriters, and indie artists. During her one-hour show, Lisa gets to the heart of featured guest stories, and you'll get to hear their songs that got them to Lisa's doorstep. Tune in Friday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific to Lisa's Walk the Talk Show on Voice America, Radio Network.
A renowned speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli has risen to national prominence by delivering highly penetrating and effective programs that help people shake off mediocrity, destroy personal barriers, live up to their greatest potential, and align themselves with happiness, success, and excellence. From Fortune 500 companies, national corporations, and social organizations, to professional athletes and inner-city youth, Steve Maraboli is a recognized leader in personal enhancement. Speeches, seminars, and coaching with Steve Maraboli are designed to help break through the barriers that hinder happiness and success, rejuvenate ambition, reignite the drive to succeed, boost productivity, amplify motivation and inspirational drive, renew inner strength, and maximize effectiveness. Today is a new day. Release the power within. For more information, visit our website, abettertoday.com, or stevemaraboli.com, or email us at staff@stevemaraboli.com. Steve Maraboli.
From our home to your speakers, voiceamerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. And I'm here with Mary McHugh, who's a national author humorist and has been happily married for 53 years. And we are talking about how you can have romantic date nights. We've been really enjoying hearing each other's stories and just sharing all that can come from the connection of food. So in terms of ideas for date nights, you can really have a romantic meal in with beautiful music or get your favorite film, or you can go out to a wonderful restaurant, or I love al fresco. I love eating anything outside. I figure, you know, if you can eat on your porch, or you can go to a picnic or a park or eat a restaurant that has a patio, suddenly I'm just transported back to the Mediterranean and romance. But another very creative thing is taking a cooking class together. Here in Santa Barbara, we have fabulous adult ed courses where you can just be cooking side by side with your sweetie and learning how to make these meals back home. But the ultimate for my husband and I was in Santorini, Greece, which we were married in a Greek island wedding, and we took a Greek island destination cooking class in this fabulous gourmet restaurant, Celine, that overlooked the Mediterranean Sea. And they gave us the history of the food, the regional food there in Santorini in Greece, and wine tasting, and we went in the kitchen with the chef who showed us how to prepare these incredible, one dish was lamb covered with grape leaves. This was just really incredible. And this fabulous pastry crust made with mozzarella cheese and white eggplant. I mean, food I had never even seen before. And the good news is we've turned that into a documentary, which is also available through CelebrateGreece.com and ModernDayGoddess.com. And there is a little link for a trailer on my website, which is in the media lounge of ModernDayGoddess.com. But the thing is, it was just so fun cooking together, you know, whether you're laughing or, and at the end you get to share this amazing cooking class overlooking one of the most gorgeous spots, I think, in the world to me. Mm-hmm. And I recommend the restaurant Celine. It's like Greek food with a gourmet twist. And my sweetheart and I also, he was filming videos for his Greek documentary in Italy, and he proposed to me in Hotel Serenus, which is very romantic on the Amalfi Coast. to this day, when I have or make tomato mozzarella salad, which is what I was eating that evening, it takes me back. But we went to a cooking class put on by Mama Agata in Ravello, Italy, who was right out of Central Casting, you know, the Italian mama. And her daughter was the interpreter, but we got to make Italian cuisine. And that was overlooking a gorgeous, it was an Italian villa, and that's also on the website, Cooking with Mama Agata. So I encourage people to just kind of think of, well, what is something we like to do together? If you like to dance together, take dance classes. If you like to cook, take some cooking classes. If you like movies, go to movies. Festivals, I highly recommend festivals here in Santorini. Oh, Santorini, my mind's on Santorini. In Santa Barbara, we have a film festival, a cinema society. We have the Greek festival, which we're a big part of. And just always kind of look for what would be, you know, fun to do and make sure you stay out of the rut. Mm. The rut is, oh, let's eat in and get a movie, which is fine sometimes. It's nice and cozy, but you got to get out.
You do. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And do stuff, right, Mary?
Oh, I would love it, yes. I'd love to go to Tuscany and learn to cook there. I think there's somebody like Marcella Hazen, is that her name, was a great Italian cook, and I think she has cooking classes, and I would love to do that.
Absolutely, and actually, I spoke to Michael Constantine, who was the father in Big Fat Greek Wedding, and because Jim and I covered, I was on the red carpet at the Greek Film Festival, and it was just amazing. It was in Los Angeles last month. And that's going to be up on our website. We're just finishing editing that. But I asked him about, you know, why he thought the Greeks were so talented in the arts. And he said, you know, great storytellers. And but I also asked people what their favorite Greek food was. And he immediately started off with, of course, he loves dolmadas, the Greek grape leaves. But he said he had just come back from Tuscany. And that he just loved eating there. But it took a while to get used to the first plate, the second plate, and the third. Because the first plate is, you know, antipasto. The second plate is pasta, which could be an entire meal in itself. And then comes the lamb, the chicken, which is how my grandmother used to cook. And we'd be like, oh, grandma, please no more. But just really delicious. And he said, well, I learned you don't have to eat everything.
No,
but yes,
don't.
Italy sounds so amazing, which actually really reminds me of some of my, we should talk about favorite film and food movies, because The Big Night, which is, you know, Italian cooks trying to make it, and they just, with Stanley Tucci, and he just goes on making this phenomenal meal, which it's just amazing the love that goes into cooking and what happens with the chefs in the kitchen. Do you have, what are some of your favorite?
There are wonderful movies. There's like Babette's Feast is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the whole movie. They're preparing this meal for 5 days.
I know.
And they have, I mean, it's the most incredible food in the whole world. They have like turtle soup made from a real turtle.
Yes, yes.
And they had things like blinis, which, you know, it's not really classic French, but who cares? And with, you know, like thin pancakes with caviar and they had quails in their coffins, it was called. They had these little quail that were, I think, wrapped in truffles or something divine like that. And they had a calf's head, and they had salad courses, all kinds of wines and cheese and cake and fruit. It was just that. Oh, when I think of that, my mouth just waters when I think of that.
It drools for me, too. The calf's head, though, I might not... I'm not as exotic. I'm a pretty...
Well, I think it's better than it sounds.
I'm a cook, you know, my Mediterranean cuisine. But yes, the Babette's Feast, even the name sounds just incredible. It's just so delicious. I like water for chocolate.
That was
which
wonderful.
Is a big topic for me, because I truly believe... The energy, you know, like water for chocolate, she was able, if she put all her joy into the food when she was cooking, people were falling, you know, this one person in particular was falling in love with her. But when she got a little mad because her sister ended up with the guy, then she put not so good energy in there. But I truly believe that. I mean, I've been a big meditator, and I went to a meditation ashram, and it's just beautiful. They're in the kitchen chanting. They hold the food up for blessing. And then when you eat this food, it is like nectar of nirvana. So I do believe when you go in the kitchen, you know, play a little music, be in a good mood if you're cooking, not like, oh, God, I don't want to, you know, because I don't know. For some reason, I believe in love-infused foods taste better for everyone.
Yes.
To appreciate, wow, look at this produce, the farmers who grew it, and to think about my friends or my love is just going to love this meal, or I can't wait to eat this because it's so healthy for me and delicious, and I'm just going to feel great, like $1 million.
The best thing is when you cook like that with such love, and the person you love says, this is the best meal I've ever had in my whole life. And then you feel, oh, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling. So.
Absolutely. I totally believe that. And I know when there's a lot of chopping and stuff, it can seem really, but I just put on some music and dance around a little bit.
That's a good idea.
Or you could wear a modern-day goddess crown that I think of it both. I have my modern-day goddess crown on, and I know Mary...
I'm wearing one at this very moment, and it immeasurably enhances my life. It just
Absolutely.
Makes me feel better. I sit up straighter. I just look better. It's just great.
That's
how
because,
do you get them?
Yes. Oh, you can get them on my website, moderndaygoddess.com, in the store. And my modern and my goddess store, the way it came about, is on the cover of my book, Diary of Modern Day Goddess, which is a really fun book on how to take care of yourself with tons of humor, but makes you feel like a goddess inside and out. And I created this crown to wear on the cover. Well, I started giving talks with the crown on, and I was at one of the top spas, the Golden Door, and these women said, "Where do we get your crown?" And I said, "Oh, here, I do mail order." And it was born on the spot. And so I have these fabulous modern-day goddess crowns. They have a little affirmation that say, "I am a beautiful, blessed goddess," or "great gifts." I have also created the modern day God crown, which doesn't have the flowers, but So your honey can feel like a hero or a Greek hero. Oh. And you can buy them as romance crowns, and you can put them on, appreciate each other, and clothing's optional, but it's really, they're really wonderful. And I wrote a story about it in a book called Ready for Romance, how I said, put the crowns on a full moon, appreciate one another, and dance in the moonlight.
Oh.
But so we are wearing our crowns, and we're having a goddess simulcast, because I am here in Santa Barbara, and thanks to Voice America and the power of internet radio, our engineers are in Arizona, and Mary is in New Jersey. Huh. So I just think you can put a crown on and go in the kitchen. And I give a lot of simple recipes. Some women say, "I am scared to death." One woman told me she was very afraid of a party she was giving. And I said, "Look, can you shop and can you assemble?" She said, "Yes." I'm like, "Okay, get strawberries, get chocolate, get hummus, get chips, get..." And it was just really fun. And she said she felt inspired to cook more with food, you know, to do more things with food, and I had instilled her with that confidence that you can still serve food, and all she had to do was shop and assemble it on the plate. So.
That's so good to tell people.
Which is so fun.
Because you do get a little nervous about inviting a bunch of people over, but you don't have to. You can just think, they're really coming to have fun, and I can do that.
I totally agree. And you know what? I say leave a little bit of it undone, because if you get them in the kitchen with you, you know, some simple thing. Could you chop this? Could you do that? And you're all laughing and chopping in the kitchen. And yes, and also ask your guests ahead of time what they can eat and not eat and what they like, and then it'll definitely be a bullseye.
That's right. Oh,
so,
I think it's such a good idea. It's so much fun.
Absolutely.
Food always makes people feel better.
It does, and people are touched that you truly have made food for them and taken the time to share it with them. So we're going to go to break, and I'm talking here with Mary McHugh, where you can check out her wonderful humorous books and a wonderful book on special siblings, and hire her to inspire you and speak to your groups. She also tap dances, which is phenomenal, but you can check things out on her website, www.marymchugh.com, and I'm Cynthia Dedona, and you can check out my books and information on moderndaygoddess.com, where you can also get recipes on my food blog.
From our home to your speakers, voiceamerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dedona, as she explores Greek Island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Oprah!
The Woman MVP Who Sets You Free, with host, entrepreneur, author, motivational speaker, corporate executive, philanthropist, wife, and mother, Luann Mitchell-Halter, is an exciting and provocative look at the real world with real exciting guests and real stories of triumph and professionalism, with a dash of spice, sharing recipes for a better world on all the playing fields of life. Join Luann Mitchell-Halter as she and her guests uncover and expose us to our abilities to create our very own Big League MVP, My Victory Plan, Potential for Greatness. The Woman MVP Who Sets You Free with Luann Mitchell-Halter, broadcast each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America channel. the woman MVP who sets you free. It's time to get off the bleachers, play the game of life, and be the MVP.
At least 90% of sports success requires mental strength. And the greater the competitive level, the more critical it becomes to build that mental muscle. Tune into Championship Thinking every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Your host, Jim Meyer, sports psychology coach, consultant, and author, offers practical, powerful, and positive mental game, tools, tips, and techniques. Learn how to remain confident and focused at crunch time when pressure, tension, and anxiety like to make an uninvited appearance. Tune in and tune up your mental game with Championship Thinking every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time right here on America's Voice, Voice America.
Conversation at a click of a mouse. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona. You're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. And I am here with another modern-day goddess, Mary McHugh, and we've been talking about romantic date nights and romantic dates, and we've been talking about our favorite foods that combine food or romance and love. And, Mary, what's another one of your favorite films?
My very favorite of all times, and it was made a long time ago, but it was called Tom Jones. And it was based on the novel by Henry Fielding, and it had Albert Finney when he was still very young and thin and gorgeous. And there's an eating scene in there where he's eating with this woman, and they feed each other, and like he'll put a peach in her mouth, and the peach juice sort of dribbles down her chin, and they both get more and more excited as they're putting food into each other's mouth, you know, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of lobster, a little bit. It's the most sensual scene I've ever seen in any movie. I mean, it was even better than watching, you know, them actually making love, because they were making love while they were eating, and it was
it sounds wonderful, also making love with a food.
It was just good.
Oh, it sounds great. Yum.
Great.
And like I said, mine was like Water for Chocolate and Big Night. I just love the love that went in there. And then I saw, believe it or not, Ratatouille, which is this animated movie that I think is really for adults. And this rat wants to become a chef because he loves food so much. And it's in the backdrop of Paris, and they're celebrating all the food, and there's a love story. And my husband and I really enjoyed it. It was great. And then we also checked out No Reservations, and, you know, it was getting so reviews, but we actually, the food looked amazing, and the acting was very good, and I recommend it. I really enjoyed it. But, of course, my all-time favorite is two of them, Moonstruck, which I love when they're cooking the eggs in Olympia Dukakis, who is Greek, but she's playing an Italian, and
cooking
this delicious, she cuts out the bread and puts the egg in there, and then she asks her daughter if she's in love, and she says yes, and she's like, you have a love bite on your neck, your life is going down the toilet. But it's just so funny about Italians and food, and just really amazing.
Yeah, they have like in movies, like gangster movies, like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
They have a scene where Paul... what's his name, is making a spaghetti sauce.
Yes, and he's, I know, it's really amazing, but, you know, the Greeks and the Italians and many, you know, ethnic or just people in general, food is a big part of our lives. I totally agree. And Olympia Dukakis was honored at the Greek Film Festival, and she said her favorite Greek food is octopus, which was really neat. And she was just really a lovely woman. And I told her I married a nice Greek boy.
How do you cook the octopus?
Well, it was really funny because another woman who was from Metoxa Liquor said that, well, when we were in Greece, they cooked it with a little wine and just water.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of gets the ink out. It really tastes like calamari.
Yeah, I love
pretty one. But one woman said that they put it in a bag and a dryer with sneakers. Now, I never heard of that, but I was like, okay. So I love Moonstruck and Big Fat Greek Wedding. I mean, oh, my gosh, my favorite scene is when she's bringing Nia's bringing her love over to meet the family, and it's just going to be a small thing, and the mother turns it into a gigantic thing.
Yeah.
You know, so when I brought my sweetheart home to Connecticut to meet my family, my mother had 115 people there.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So, and she put that together in 5 days, and that's just ethnic mothers can pull that together with, you know, their eyes closed, which is amazing. But I want to also, you're a great humorist. You make me laugh so much. In the vein of Irma Bombeck, who was both of our, you know, role models, who was just a love.
Mm-hmm.
Your book, Eat This, 365 Reasons to Stop Dieting. One of them you have is tap dancing is more fun than dieting and burns more calories. And you are a tap dancer. I mean, we couldn't go to Mary McHugh on YouTube or in the future, your website, and see you tap dancing. And I just want to say bravo to you, and I hope you write a book called Tap Dancing Through Life. You are truly a joy.
It's really the best kind of exercise because it's so much fun. And it really does, you know, keep you thin because if you do it every day for like 6 hours, you'll be really thin.
And you'll be really hungry, so you'll eat well. But do you have two other tips from us from your book to give us some chuckles?
I do. I am a chocoholic. So I always say chocolate gives you the same feeling you have when you're in love. So you should eat as much as you possibly can all the time, so I feel. And the other one is, I don't see how you can watch An Affair to Remember. Remember that? Oh, An Affair to Remember. Without the one with Cary Grant and Deborah Carr, that one. You can't watch that without eating a pint of Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge chunk ice cream. It's impossible.
And you can eat as much as you want as long as you keep up the tap dancing.
Exactly.
That sounds yummy. Well, you know, they have found that chocolate has something that's very soothing and relaxing and takes the edge off life. Yeah. And if you eat dark chocolate, which is especially 70% or more, it's very good for you. It's an incredible antioxidant. So I'm so glad they discovered that because that makes it a little
more now.
A little less guilt-free. Yes, I love chocolate, too. I love dark chocolate. I have a little piece here and there.
Okay.
So, I just love your humor, and I recommend that people get your books and look in on that. I truly hope that people will think, you know, even if you're sitting down to eat for yourself, don't eat over the kitchen sink. Give yourself 5 to 10 minutes. Sit down. Don't read the paper. Just sit there and savor your food. Chew. Enjoy the flavors. And know you're truly nourishing yourself. And if you're cooking, to know that you're not only nourishing yourself, but you're nourishing all that you're going to serve it to. And it's also your presence at the table that connects people with the love. So I hope that we can bring more families together, that couples can enjoy more romantic date nights, and that romantic dining also creates a little more romance and relationships, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's the best thing you can tell anybody. I just think that that's why your program is so good, that you're telling people things like this.
Oh, thank you so much. And I do want to also honor Julia Child. I have her book. I see her face smiling at me right here. It's on my desk. And she truly believed in, well, good food, and she believed that food should be shared. And her husband, I read a story that pretty much ate every single meal together. Now, isn't that beautiful?
That's wonderful. And I think he's the one that really got her interested.
Yes, and just like me, I mean, because I was married, I started got into more food and Greek and Italian cuisine because of my husband. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her first TV show in her 50s, so she is my role model.
She was wonderful.
She's really amazing. Mm-hmm. So, well, looks like we're wrapping up, and I just want to thank you, Mary, for sharing your romantic date nights, for your sense of humor, and for writing all your wonderful books, you know, ranging from Eat This, 365 Reasons to Stop Dieting, The Special Siblings, to How Not to Be a Little Old Lady. And if people want more information, they can go to marymchugh.com, and you will grace your, they can hire you to speak or read your books. And for more information on me and my show, you can go to moderndaygoddess.com. You can see my top-selling Amazon.com book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, A Guide for Nurturing Your Body, Mind, and Soul. And you can go to my food blog and get recipes for your own romantic date nights. And Just remember, food that is shared with love and made with love is a great connector to all of us. So this is Cynthia Dedona for Romancing the Table, and thank you so much, Mary, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And buon appetit, kali oriksi in Greek, and salud in Italian.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dedona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Go to moderndaygoddess.com to read Cynthia's popular romantic food and travel blog with recipes, or order her top-selling book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess. And we'll see you right back here next week.